for one of the best white boys in the country.
Make you feel some type of way. Make.
Gary Owen is going to be in Columbus, Ohio at the newly rebuilt Funny Bone this weekend. What up, man?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, they redid it. It's a lot bigger now. But I just want to send out my condolences to Doug Banks' family, friends, fans. Radio lost a good one the other day. I tell you, I didn't really know Doug until I did your show, Tom. Not your new studio, your old studio.
Right, across the hall.
Yeah, because the first time I came in live to do your show in Dallas, I didn't know Doug was across the hall. So I ended up doing your show, Tom, and Doug just like popped his head out like, "Hey, Gary, come over here." You know what I mean? And I didn't know it was syndicated. I just thought, oh, okay, I'll do a little Dallas radio, you know? And I didn't realize until the next day I was going to the airport. I think I was in Chicago, and somebody stopped me and said, "Hey, we heard John Doug Banks yesterday." And I was like, "He got a big satellite in Dallas." And they heard me. What I liked about Doug is, if I was in the number one R-rated comedy and he didn't like it, he would lie and just say, "Good movie, not like Sybil."
Not like Sybil. Doug would have lied.
Oh, Doug was just a positive dude, man. He doesn't bring you down like your co-host, Tom. You know what I mean? He would have said, "Gary, I really enjoyed Meet the Blacks. It was a great movie. How did you get the part?"
Even if he was blind. Yes.
You know Doug could only half see, man. So he wouldn't be lying.
You want me to lie? He would offend my ego a little bit. You know what I mean?
You're right. Sister not having it, but you're right.
So wrong. So, and I tell you, between you, Tom, and then Doug, and then Russ Parr, Maurice, I just got cool with Russ. You three are the three radio guys that, and a lot of comics will say this, that there's not a lot of red tape if we have a movie coming out or we come into a city or got a TV show coming out. We can just call you three, and you guys just put us on at some point. And Doug was like that, too. Doug was on guys. You just text them and be like, "Hey, man, I got this movie. I really think it's going to be good. We're going to be the number one R-rated comedy or second week out. Can I come on your show and promote it?" And he would look like, "Come on. Not a lot of red tape." You know what I mean?
And lie to you.
He would lie about it. He wouldn't say, like, not Sybil. Like,
no.
Not like Sybil. Huh?
No. Let me tell you, Doug would have been like, "Gary, I can't wait to see this movie.
I know.
I see you want to be the number one R-rated comedy in the country. I see it." Not like the Tom Joyner Show, where you guys are going to be all honest with your opinion.
That's not Tom Joyner Show. That's just Sybil Wilkes. That I don't speak for Tom. I don't speak for Jay. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, you do.
Sybil.
Yeah, you do. You do.
We'll get a word in. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
What's the first 48? You're guilty by association. First 48. You ain't got to kill him. You gotta be there.
But you know what? I would love to see you at the Columbus Comedy Show this weekend.
Again.
Thanks, Sybil.
Gotta be there at the top. You got 4 minutes to make it there on time.